This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another bigsmoke.com.au podcast from Jack and Dean on Joy.
You are with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home on Joy 94.9. Chocolate.
Chocolate. Yes.
Chocolate cravings. What is the science behind chocolate cravings? What can neuroscience tell us about it? Joining us on the line is Alex from thebigsmoke.com.au to tell us more. Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Why do we want chocolate?
Nobody ever craves zucchini.
No.
You never hear somebody saying, you know what, I'm really craving Brussels sprouts. And no one says that ever. So it's all that chocolate, it's about pasta, it's about pizza, it's all the stuff that's bad for us, a lot of sugar.
Yes.
And so researchers are trying to understand what is the reason for intense cravings. So they did an experimental subject study in a lab where they actually had people eating chocolate and potato chips to look at the response in their brain.
Yum.
And one of the things that they found was that there's this real difference between physiological cravings and psychological cravings. And what they found was that cravings in general is really about a sense of scarcity. So the reason why on a Sunday night, and you're about to start your new diet tomorrow, again, all you're thinking about is chocolate and pizza, and you start wanting to eat all of it because your body's immediately gone, I don't know when I'll have this again.
Yes.
So it gives us this overwhelming desire to devour that particular food item. And so it's really about being aware of that and knowing that it has nothing to do with your body being hungry for donuts.
But sometimes, like, I don't have the chocolate thing. I can take or leave chocolate, but when it comes to salty stuff,
yeah, we're big corn chip fiends.
Stop, and even though like I'm full,
give me wedges.
Yeah,
But you're saying it's restricting you. That's why you're.
Well, it's that idea of saying to yourself, "I shouldn't stop eating because I don't know when I'll have this again." From a psychological standpoint, we put it into a bucket of this is bad for us, as opposed to I'm just having a few chips. That's great. Move on with my day.
Yeah, it's almost how you frame it, the mindset behind it, rather than, this is a treat, this is lovely. It's like, no, I need it now. If I eat it really fast and I can't see it, it never happened.
and then all of a sudden you're trying to muster up resistance to not eating it all, and then suddenly that's all you can think about is eating it all. So it's really about that. And this came from an Oxford University PhD researcher to look into how our perceptions influence our eating.
A lot of people don't have a good relationship with food at all, I don't think. It's very difficult.
Also, we're all taught, especially in the 80s and 90s, I mean, so many people were taught about, what you should and shouldn't eat based on advice that wasn't really research-based or evidence-based at the time. It was based on anecdotal evidence at best. So we've been taught all these different things, and so it's normal that we would have an unhealthy relationship with food. And I guess that's why the whole wellness thing is so popular now, which I would argue sometimes masquerades as an eating disorder anyway. But some people are all about, having balance and not restricting and things like that. So, it's all in our heads.
You don't have a chocolate addiction, it's just all in your head.
Mm. Yeah, you don't need donuts every night, no.
Yum.
I don't have donuts every night, but now that you've said that, all I can think about is donuts. Mm. It's like with the packet of chips. I don't buy the big packs because I know that once I've started.
See, smart.
You won't be able to stop.
So I just avoid.
Yeah, I try to be good with corn chips.
Doesn't that make you think about them all the time? Or do you feel like having just one would make you think about it all the time?
Yeah, I think if I break the seal,
I think that's mindfulness. Yeah. You're like, I've got, like, if I buy a packet of, nuts or whatever, you're like, all right, just a handful, or else you just keep going, crunching them. Or popcorn, oh my God.
Oh, I love popcorn.
Don't even. Yeah.
That's pretty healthy.
Oh, not what I was having. No.
When I said nobody craves Brussels sprouts, I actually do crave Brussels sprouts. But I crave Brussels sprouts drenched in butter.
This is it, yeah.
But you know what? I've heard that's actually not too bad. Like, butter is a good butter. Butter's good fat, and it's a vegetable. At least it's not some weird processed something. I love salt so much. But mindful eating, don't restrict yourself and be kind.
There you go.
Science says.
That's it. Thank you very much, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll speak to you again next week.
Bye.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.